Blog Talk Radio.
To the true and living Elohim, whose name is Yahweh. Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh delivered Noah from the flood. Yahweh parted the Red Sea, or the Sea of Reeds. Yahweh pronounced 400 years of captivity for his chosen people. Yahweh said that he that scattered Israel shall gather him. He and he alone is the one that I like to give all thanks, praise, glory, and honor to the true and living everlasting King Elohim, Yahweh, by saying hallelujah. It is my pleasure today to be on the broadcast, The True Word. My name is Mori Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. It's a blessing today because today, my people, we're going to speak of how we are to deliver ourselves. How will we save ourselves? By the word of the true and living Elohim. How do we save ourselves out of the daughter of Babylon? Because this is where we're at. We're in the daughter of Babylon. As our fathers was in Babylon for 70 years, so are we under the power that Yahweh has given unto the daughter of Babylon. How did we save ourselves? How do we deliver ourselves? How do we help our people when Yahweh allows us to know who we are, who He is, and what we must do? It's very important because the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is has given us perfection when it comes to his instructions, when it comes to his great laws, when it comes to his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, because the Almighty is perfect. So therefore, when the Almighty says anything, it stands forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him. Very important. How do we deliver ourselves? How do we save ourselves from this particular Babylonian captivity? Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, my people, it's going to take for us to do what the Creator has admonished us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 38. I highly encourage you to get you some scriptures right now. And write these scriptures down, pray to Yahweh, meditate on them, so that we collectively together can be on the same page as Yahweh in the book of life, and that we can remain in his book of life that he retains, that he can blot us out in an instant. We want to be written in the book of life. And this is what it's going to take. Isaiah, the 38th chapter, the 19th verse. Here's how we start. It reads, the living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. Hallelujah. If you are blessed to have a father as a youth or as an adult, it really doesn't make a difference. The Almighty said, the fathers to the children shall make known thy truth. That's how this goes. Our fathers supposed to be serving Yahweh. Our father's supposed to be bringing the laws down to his wife and his children. This is what makes a true father. How do we save ourselves? How do we deliver ourselves in Babylon? And a lot of people have been erroneously taught that Yahweh is telling us to run from this place, to be afraid, to flee, not knowing the true understanding of the words of our true and living Elohim. So it's very and vitally important that we understand his words, because the creator of heaven and earth doesn't make mistakes, and the Almighty has pronounced something to prove his words in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, concerning our delivery, our departure from this captivity. The Almighty told us something, and I would encourage you to hold Genesis 15, if you've already turned there, and let's go to Amos, so that we can understand his way, so that we won't be confused, no matter what somebody says or how someone thinks. Here's how the Almighty has put his word down so that we could never be confused. We have no reason to be dismayed like other people, because they don't know, and they don't know how to find out truth. But Yahweh has given us the way that we could always know his words, because he's always going to give us his word as long as we'll listen to it from the mouth of his prophet. And here's what he said in the book of Amos, chapter 3, the 7th verse. It reads, surely Yahweh Elohim will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Hallelujah. Surely Yahweh Elohim will do nothing. That's what he's telling you. He won't do anything except first he would have revealed it unto his servants, the prophets. And of course, Yahweh told us something that we must understand. Then we wouldn't have done what some of our brothers, whom I love dearly, and sisters, whom I love dearly, that have went to Dimona, Israel, that have moved out of America. And I can understand if you say you're moving to try to get you a better life, but please don't say that you're going to move because you believe that you need to run from Babylon. You need to flee out of Babylon. Please don't tell me that, because then how can we fulfill Genesis chapter 15? Very important. Let's go there. Genesis, the 15th chapter. Here's what Yahweh told Abraham, before his name was even changed to Abraham. He was Abram at this time. And it's recorded in the 13th verse of Genesis chapter 15. This is what it reads. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Now, if Yahweh said to know of a surety, the word surety means of a certainty, beyond the shadow of a doubt. So we can trust Yahweh. But what you can't trust is your heart or someone else's heart when they start speaking against Yahweh. Because something the Creator told us that we better remember. And it's written in Proverbs chapter 30. Let's go there. Because the word of the Almighty, according to Isaiah, the 28th chapter, is line upon line, precept upon precept, doctrine upon doctrine, here a little and there a little. In Proverbs chapter 30, here's what the true and living Elohim wanted us all to know concerning his words. And it reads in the 5th verse, Every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And none of us. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. I'm pretty much sure that none of us really want to be found to be a liar. I don't want any of our people to be found to be a liar. So in order for us not to be found to be a liar, we better proclaim truth. We better be ready to be valiant, to stand up and speak up and do the truth. So when we go back to Genesis, the 15th chapter, here's what the mighty Yahweh has to say concerning our captivity. And of course, in none of the annals of history, this has not taken place. This has not ever taken place except for what happened to us, no one else. And certainly we haven't been delivered yet. But this is what he said. He said, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. After 400 years. This ain't happened yet, my people. Meaning the 400 years is not up. But we're living this prophecy right now because we're in servitude, which, look up the word shall serve. It means slavery. It means a bondage or a servant. That's what it means, a bondman. And, of course, Yahweh prophesied that for 400 years we would be here. So don't stop listening to lying prophets that will tell you that we don't go by this. Man, we've been here 500, 600, 700, 800 years, man. Well, what do you mean 400 years? Well, you know, even in the annals of history, it has just been recently that Miss Queen Elizabeth came and celebrated the 400 years of their sailing to this country, to build this country by the sweat, blood, and tears of our ancestors. And even in Virginia, Jamestown, Virginia, 1619, they recorded when they got ready to bring the first slaves into what is called America. Now, this is their recordings. But listen to me carefully. If the 400 years was up, wouldn't we have heard about it? Wouldn't we have known about it since it's us? Wouldn't we have experienced it? That, or either we could have asked our grandma, well, mama, great-granddaddy, did it happen? Maybe when you was a child? Because I ain't heard about no whole nation coming out with great riches from nowhere these days. Not these days and none in the past 10 years, and certainly it ain't 20, 40, 30, 100, 200 years. I don't see anything in the history books that says it. And certainly somebody would have recorded it, because Yahweh is not a man that he should lie. For instance, look what he told us in his holy scriptures in the book of Numbers concerning this. And then we're going to go to Exodus so that we can see where a lot of people are confused and thinking that certainly, no, this could be the black man. It couldn't be us, y'all, us Negroes, us niggers. It couldn't be us. Don't let nobody tell you these things. Man, we've been here for 2,000 years. But this is what the Almighty said so that we could get some concrete evidence on some things. In Numbers, the 23rd chapter, the 19th verse, this is what it said. Elohim is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said it, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, or shall he not make it good? Hallelujah. Well, I realize that Yahweh has haters. You know, you hear people always say, stop hating. Well, Yahweh got many haters, many of them, of his own people. Of his own people. Because our people refuse to hearken unto the voice of Yahweh the Elohim. Yahweh already told us about ourselves. Very important that we understand what kind of people we are. You go to the book of Ezekiel, I'll show you. Go to Ezekiel chapter 3, and I'll show you what Yahweh said about us. And I do mean what I said. I'm going to go straight to Exodus after this. But I just got to show you in Ezekiel chapter 3 what Yahweh said about us. Here's what he said, because we're trying to save ourselves. We want to do the things it's going to take to be delivered, so at least us that know Yahweh, certainly we're trying to find out exactly what to do. Exactly the instructions of the Most High. It's time out for us to stop listening to people who don't have the words of the Almighty. And you got to understand something else, my people. Yahweh is not with everybody who says they serve Yah or Yahweh. He ain't with everybody. He's not with everybody. Moses was his prophet in his time. Samuel was his prophet in his time. And all the other prophets in their times, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. That's what we have to understand. So in other words, it's so important that we know who we're dealing with. When we're talking about we dealing with the words of the Almighty Yahweh, we must understand that when the Holy One of Israel speaks, we better listen. Because he's not confused. It's us that's confused. So in other words, in Ezekiel, the third chapter, look what the Creator said about us. This is what he said, starting at the fourth verse. It says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. You know, so many of our people believe right now that Yahweh is telling us, his people, to go to people of a strange or hard speech. Start inviting the people of hard, strange speeches to your congregations. You know, Yahweh said in Isaiah, the 56th chapter, Yahweh said, his house shall be a house of prayer for all people. But my people, must you understand, there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. And right now, Yahweh ain't telling us to go to those that of a strange speech and a hard language. He's not telling you, start bringing white people into your congregations. Start bringing Indians into your congregations. Start bringing Africans into your congregations. Start bringing Arabs into your congregations. Start bringing anyone else into your congregations, except at this point, your people. Because this is who, in captivity, Yahweh is telling us to go to. The nations are going to hear his words as they do right at this minute. They're going to be drawn to our light of our rising, as Yahweh said. Those that walked in gross darkness, the Most High said a great big shining light would shine on them. So we know the light is magnifying us because we are his people. We're waking up. We know the truth now. But right now, and there's a place and time, Yahweh said, and his word is true, his house is going to be a house of prayer for all people. But there's a preponderance of scriptures to let you know where this is going to take place. He tells you it's in Jerusalem. When he brings back the righteous, he's going to bring back other people too. But right now, this is what Yahweh is letting us know in our captivity. He says, not to many people of a strange speech in the sixth verse and of a hard language whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. So in other words, if you and me would have talked to and told some white folks, some Chinese, some Japanese, some Africans, some Arabs, said, look here, y'all the chosen people. You know what they would do? They'd be like, man, how do you make fringes? Man, I didn't know I was supposed to cut my beard and my hair off my head as a man. Darn, I didn't know we supposed to be circumcised. We the chosen people. We the special people to the Creator. They'd be saying it in their own language. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever it took to say the name of praise in Yahweh, they would be happy. But us, look what Yah said about us. He said, but the house of Israel, in the seventh verse, will not hearken unto thee, for they will not even hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-headed. And your Bible say hard-hearted, but that's the same meaning. We hard-headed. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made your forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, all the words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears, and go, get thee to them of the captivity unto the children of thy people, of your people, and speak unto them, and you tell them, thus said Yahweh Elohim, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Praise be
to the mighty Yahweh. This is what he's telling us now. Don't you know? My people, we're the one that's lost. We're the lost sheep. We should be trying to save ourselves. But Yahweh said something about us. Wow. That you just got to see. You got to see this. And it's written in the book of Isaiah. Now, I remember when I first seen this, it kind of blew my mind, but, you know, you get to know things and know how people are, and then you will begin to truly understand where Yahweh is coming from when he says that he knows us, and when he says that we are people that truly want to be like everybody else and never want to really be ourselves. And you know, that isn't that a shame? Isn't it a shame that we would rather be like everybody else instead of being who he made us to be? Isn't that a shame? So that's why it's very important that we understand this. And of course, the reason why we don't understand it is because most of our people just don't know who they are. In the book of Isaiah, the second chapter, Isaiah chapter 2, it starts in the fifth verse. This is what it says. This is what it says. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll start at verse 1. I'm glad he led me to the Isaiah, the second chapter, because I'll be able to, as the old saying goes, kill two birds with one stone of what I just said. And it's recorded in Isaiah, starting at the first verse of the second chapter. This is what it says. It says, the word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Now, this hadn't happened yet, because this is why it says this. And it shall come to pass that the mountain of Yahweh's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the Elohim of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem, not from America, not from Atlanta, not from Jamaica, not from Baltimore. Yahweh, at this point, as Yahweh is going to show you, when nations won't lift up swords against nations no more, because it won't be no war anymore, because Yahweh would have judged all nations and sifted out who he was going to spare and who he was going to annihilate. Yahweh said it's going to come to pass that it's going to be established at the top of his mountain, and he mean Mount Zion. And he mean many people going to come and go and say, let us go up to the mountain of Yah in Jerusalem. And that's where we're going to hear the law, because that's where his house going to be. That's where the house of prayer for all people is going to be, in Jerusalem, at Mount Zion, not in our captivity. Right now, we need to gather ourselves together. And I got to show you that. A lot of people haven't took that word as it says. But that's what he meant. He said in the fourth verse, and he shall judge many nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of Yahweh. Therefore, thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east, and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. So in other words, we please ourselves, as Yahweh said, in the children of foreigners. We would rather try to save some foreigners in a lot of cases more than we would try to save ourselves. Yah said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So in other words, the Creator is letting us know, in order to first love your neighbor, you should love yourself. And the order right now of ourselves is Yahweh telling us that we must gather ourselves together. So that's why I want you to go to the book of Exodus, as I mentioned earlier. I want you to go to Exodus, the 12th chapter, because in the book of Genesis 15, it mentions 400 years of captivity. So in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, Yahweh says how long our people was in the first captivity, slavery, in Egypt, so that we can clinch this. Yahweh said in the 40th verse of Exodus, the 12th chapter, now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the hosts of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. So in other words, our people wasn't in Egypt for 400 years the first time they were in slavery. They, in a total amount of years, was in Egypt for 430 years. And believe you me, there were hundreds of years. You hear me good. There were hundreds of years that they were prosperous under the leadership of Joseph, which was second in charge to the Pharaoh in his time. And the records by the word of Yahweh shows, because he don't lie, 430. So therefore, Yahweh is telling us that the prophecy given in Genesis chapter 15 is a 400-year prophecy, which has never taken place. And the Almighty has given us great details on how we were going to be saved. Now, of course, the only way one can be saved is through obedience. Because in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, here's what Yahweh has commanded concerning his great law in Ezekiel chapter 18, starting at the 20th verse. Here's what Yah said. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he have committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. So what is Yahweh telling us to how to save ourselves? He's letting us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that really all we got to do is turn back to his laws and do that which is lawful and right. And the Almighty said he will not die in his iniquities. It don't mean you won't die, but it does mean you won't die a sinner. It does mean that you will be raised up in the latter days when you be judged. Because if it be Yah's will, and you do everything he tell you to do, and he be pleased with you, well, you might better get ready for everlasting life. Even if you passed on, you're going to get ready to everlasting life, according to Daniel 12. In Daniel the 12th chapter, the Creator said that he would raise the righteous up, some to everlasting life, and some people to everlasting shame and contempt. And all the righteous are going to be raised to everlasting life. All of them. Because they are counted as righteous. And this is what Yahweh told us furthermore in Ezekiel 18. For any of my brothers and sisters that are Christians that thought that all you got to do is believe in Christ, that he died for your sins. But here's what he said. 25th verse. Yet you say, the way of Yahweh is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal and not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in him for his iniquity that he has done, shall he die? Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he has committed and does that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he has committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet, saith the house of Israel, the way of Yahweh is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal and not your ways unequal? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says Yahweh Elohim. Repent and turn yourselves from your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Hallelujah. Yahweh is asking a question. Oh, why will you die, O house of Israel? Make you a new heart. Make you a new spirit. So he's telling us the power is within ourselves to deliver ourselves to keep the commandments. It ain't about running. It ain't about fleeing. It ain't about running for your lives. Because Yahweh has a master plan that once he brings us out, he said he was going to bring us out with great substance. Now, how is that going to happen? Unless first we come together, as he said he would gather those that he scattered. He said, he that scattered Israel shall gather him. And in the book of Zephaniah, let's go there. Let's go to Zephaniah, the third chapter of Zephaniah. And we're going to be opening our phone lines up at 4:30. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we will answer your questions or your comments. Makes no difference. All you got to do is hit number 1 and we'll answer any of your questions or take any comment that you have. But in the meantime, in the book of Zephaniah, this is what the true and living Elohim lets us know concerning something we better get serious about. And of course, I'm going to tell you something once we read this. Chapter 2, starting at the first verse. This is what it reads. Gather yourselves together. Yeah, gather together, O nation, not desire. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. Seek you Yah. That's what it says. Seek you Yah. Isn't that something? Seek you Yah, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be that you shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. He told us, gather yourselves together. Now that makes sense. You gather yourselves together, O nation not desire, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as a chaff. Even though he's saying gather yourselves together, O Israel, Yahweh at the same time is letting us know. He's not saying that he don't want other nations to be gathered unto him. He's not saying that he's not telling anybody of a foreign nation that you can't be with his people. No. But right at this time, Yahweh is telling Israel, his people, you gather yourselves together. Gather yourselves together, O nation, not desire. That means you, nation, O black man and woman, that is hated and despised and rejected. Gather yourselves together, O nation not desire, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass of the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you. Because right now that's who he's talking to. How are we going to get somebody else's house together and we don't even have our own house together? That sounds like hypocrisy. Yahweh is telling us, you come together. You get yourself together for me. That's why it's so important that this has been one of the verses used the most, these verses, when it comes to our restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference, held three times in a year by the founder of the conference who have passed, the late great prophet Moray Elisha ben Israel of the house of Israel of Cincinnati. And the Almighty knows that Moray Elisha always wanted this gathering to continue to go on. And it's definitely going to go on by the men that he taught through the power and knowledge and wisdom of the mighty Yahweh. We're going to be holding our national conference right here in the good old ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, August the 1st through the 4th. We're going to be trying to announce this every Sunday when we have our broadcast. We want you to come out. We have been dedicated to gathering ourselves together for 20 years because we're coming up right now on our 20th year anniversary. Where, just think, 20 years ago, Yahweh put in the heart of his prophet and servant, Moray Elisha, the man of Elohim, to gather the people at least three times in a year to come together, not to just to play some basketball, not to play some checkers, not to talk about just anything. Not to gather for a fashion show, not to gather for this, that, and the other, but to gather ourselves for the thing he commanded us to gather ourselves together for. And it's in verse 3. He told us, seek you, Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. So in other words, He said, if you do, it may be that you shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. And the Almighty, when he come back, he ain't going to come back happy, y'all. Oh, no. A lot of people are just starving and begging and praying for the day of Yahweh, not even understanding this is a day that Yahweh told us that we were not to desire. Who would desire the day that Yahweh come back? It's going to be a day, y'all, of no light. Let me show you something. Let's go to the book of Amos. Let's go to Amos, and let's go to Amos, the fifth chapter, and see what the true and the living Elohim has given us concerning what he said that he's going to do. Now, this is heavy. And, of course, you got to see what he's talking about right now. You got to be able to see it for yourself so that we won't get lost and caught up in things that don't mean nothing and just wasting our time, because Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, oh, yes, he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And if he spoke it, the Almighty said, shall I not make it good? And he's going to make it good. He's been making it good ever since he has been on earth, in the heavens, and everywhere, because there's nowhere that the presence of Yahweh is not at. The heavens, the earth cannot contain him. So we can't run. You can't hide. All you can do is abide by his words. If you want to be saved, you must do what he says. So the Almighty told us in the book of Amos, the fifth chapter. Let's look at this, because this is mighty heavy now. For those that, you know, they say, well, I can't wait till the Almighty come back. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'll be honest with you, my people. I'd be glad to go home to Israel, to Jerusalem. This is where the saints and the righteous going to be. I pray that all of us make it. But this is what the Almighty told us about the day when he returned. He told us in Amos, the fifth chapter, starting at the 18th verse, it says, woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh. To what end is it for you? The day of Yahweh is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness and not light, even very dark, and no brightness in it? Yahweh letting you know there's going to come a time where Yahweh's saying, and as he told our fathers was playing with him. A lot of our ancestors were just playing. I hope we're not playing. Hope we're serious, hope we're sincere, and keeping his commandments. Yahweh said, woe unto you that desire the day that he returns. He said, for what end is it for you? Oh, my goodness. I'm going to show you how consistent this is. Go to the book of Isaiah and go to the 13th chapter of Isaiah and see what Yahweh has proclaimed concerning when he get ready to return back. Isaiah, the 13th chapter, starting at verse 9, says, behold, the day of Yahweh cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, in the day of his fierce anger. You see all the scriptures I just gave you. I gave you Zephaniah chapter 2. I gave you Amos chapter 5. I'm giving you by another prophet now, Isaiah. And you see, it don't look like he's going to be happy, because he's not. He said, and it shall be as the chased robe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up, they shall every one turn to his own people and flee every one into his own land. Every one that is found shall be thrust through, and every one that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Yahweh said, their children also shall be dashed in pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver. And as for gold, they shall not delight in it. So in other words, you better know beyond the shadow of a doubt that Yahweh has called others to destroy what is called the daughter of Babylon. And must I say, before the Almighty do it, he's already prophesied he was going to save us at the same time. Let me show you the book of Micah. Let's go to the book of Micah. And let's go to the fourth chapter of Micah and see what the true and living Elohim has said concerning how we should be delivered and saved in Babylon, where we're at right now. Yahweh said in the 10th verse, be in pain and labor to bring forth. Remember what he told us in Jeremiah 30. He told us when we get ready to leave Babylon, he said it's going to be like a woman in travail. Remember Jeremiah 30, verse 7? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. It shall come to pass in that day, said Yahweh of hosts, that I'm going to break his yoke from off thy neck and burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim and David their king. Yahweh said, whom I will raise up unto them. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, this is what the Almighty telling us right now. Micah, the 4th chapter, the 10th verse. Like he's telling us in Leviticus chapter 26. To accept of the punishment. Be in pain. Labor to bring forth. O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail, for now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There Yahweh shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Hallelujah. So there's no need to run. Yahweh letting us know it ain't never no need to flee and run from this place. Yahweh got a master plan of how he's going to get us out of the place in which he scattered us. And he told us, remember, 400 years, he said we were going to come out of the place where we were slaves after 400 years. And we know darn well that in the daughter of Babylon, our ancestors were slaves. Even unto this very day, we're still slaves. And in Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, this is what the true and living Elohim lets us know concerning our captivity. Starting at the 11th verse, he said, depart ye, go ye out from hence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of Yahweh. For you shall not go out with haste. See, our fathers went out in haste when they came out of Egypt. They went out in haste. They had the shoes on their feet, their loins girded, and the staff in their hand. And they went out in haste. Yahweh is letting us know when we get ready to leave good old USA, Babylon, we're not running. Yahweh telling us, for you shall not go out in haste, nor go out by flight. For Yahweh will go before you, and your Elohim, the Elohim of Israel, will be your reward. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Yah said, I'm going to be in front of you, and I got your back. Now, who else is going to mess with you if Yah got your front and your back? Who can touch you? All we got to do, my people, all we got to do to be saved, to return home, is to keep his commandments, keep his laws, keep his statutes, keep his judgments, keep his covenants. Furthermore, the creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in it, already let us know when he get ready to bring the righteous home, just how he was going to save us and bring us home. And here's what he said, and it's recorded in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, Isaiah chapter 49. Let's see what Yahweh has prophesied that was going to happen to the saints in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter. And a lot of people don't even believe this. They don't believe this is what y'all going to do, because it sounds so magnificent. Here's what he said. And then after this, we're going to open our phone lines up. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We'll take your comment or we'll take your question. Isaiah chapter 49, the 22nd verse. Here's what it reads. Thus said Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people. Now, the scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. This is how the Most High has prophesied to bring Israel back home. Yahweh said, thus said Yahweh, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles. That means I'm going to lift up my hands to the same descendants of the people who enslaved you, who hung your fathers, who castrated you, who gave you the New Testament of the Bible. I'm going to give you the Gentiles to be your nursing mothers and fathers. And some other people too, because I'm about to read it. But Gentiles, of course, was only retaining and pertaining to the sons of Japheth. And then you notice he said, and set up my standard to the people. That means the nations. People means nations. All the other nations. See, all of the European nations were called Gentiles in Genesis chapter 10. But none of the black nations, none of the sons of Ham, nor the sons of Shem, in Genesis chapter 10, after the flood, Yahweh let you know that none of them were called Gentiles. All Gentiles are European Caucasians. And Yahweh said that not only the Gentiles, but the other nations, he's going to set up his standard to. And they shall bring your sons in their arms, and their daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be your nursing fathers, their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am Yahweh, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Hallelujah. They shall not be ashamed that wait for the Creator. Hallelujah. I know days are passing where some of our people are unemployed and depressed and everything else. But let me tell you something, my people. Wait on Yah. Keep his laws. Stay strong and courageous. Stay faithful to the Most High. You'll get your rewards. Your rewards is going to come through salvation to go back home. That's how you get your rewards. All you got to do is continue to keep his laws and his covenants. And the true and living Elohim said that he was going to save us and bring us home. You can bank on it. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. For he's great, and his mercy endured forever. Let's go to Jeremiah, chapter 51. Jeremiah, chapter 51. And our phone lines are open at area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we will take your question, and we will take your comment. Jeremiah chapter 51, something we need to see, because some of our people think America is just going to be the same forever. It's just going to go on, and we're just going to be the slaves here. But we got to understand, Yahweh has pronounced something against this place. And here's what he said in Jeremiah chapter 51, starting at verse 8. Or may I say verse 7. It says, I'll start at verse 6. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of Yahweh's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Hallelujah. So in other words, a lot of people have misinterpreted this to believe that they should just run back to Israel, run to Dimona, run to Chicago, run to Barbados, run to another country, not understanding when Yahweh said to flee out of the midst of Babylon. Yahweh is letting you know, flee out of the midst of his ways and his doings, so you won't be cut off in its iniquity, in its sin, which is just about to reach to heaven. Because it's just a matter of time before it's coming down. The handwriting is all on the walls. That's why the Almighty is letting you know. Get yourself together. Don't get caught up in her ways. Babylon has been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. That means all the nations are crazy. They upset. They done went mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm for her. If so, she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go, everyone, into his own country, for her judgments reacheth unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies. Hallelujah. So in other words, you're going to see nations leaving. But Yahweh told you in the book of Micah, the 4th chapter, he told you, be in pain, labor to bring forth, stay put. Yah said he was going to deliver us in Babylon. There he would redeem us from the land of our enemies. Hallelujah. Yahweh got a master plan to bring us back. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, and see what the true and living Elohim, hallelujah, has to say concerning, furthermore, how he's going to bring back his people, his chosen people. And if you are a descendant of slaves, a black man or a black woman, then you should be praising Yahweh at this minute to thank Yah of what he said he's going to do, because this is what he said. In Isaiah, the 14th chapter, starting at the first verse, this is what it reads. For Yahweh will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them. And they shall cleave unto the house of Jacob, and the people shall take them and bring them to their place. Didn't we just read that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 49? You see, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yahweh for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. Hallelujah. How does that sound? To rule over your oppressor. Yah said, it shall come to pass in the day that Yahweh shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou was made to serve. That thou shalt take up this proverb, check this out now, against who? The king of Babylon, and say, how has the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah. The Most High is telling us that one day that we were going to be saved from Babylon, that we were going to be coming out from the daughter of Babylon. So good to hear the words of Yahweh concerning our future. Because if we can only get it from him, ain't nobody else going to tell us this. Might as well not even look for it, because the Almighty is going to tell Israel what they need to do. Furthermore, let us turn our Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 50. Jeremiah, the 50th chapter, in the time that we have left. Jeremiah chapter 50, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. I want to show you something starting at the fourth verse. This is what it reads. It says, in those days and in that time, said Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahweh their Elohim. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come, let us join ourselves to Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. Your preachers, your ministers, your so-called reverends and bishops, Yahweh is letting us know they have helped our people to be driven away. That's why it's a blessing when Yahweh delivers us from the false gods of Christianity. And the shame comes when some of our own beloved brothers and sisters, after finding out that they are the true Hebrew Israelites, which keep the lie going and just paint it black. That's the saddest part of it all. These shepherds have truly caused our people to stray away. And it ain't just the Christian preachers. We got some of the brothers that say they know Yahweh. These ministers, they call themselves Morays. And they still in the New Testament, a book the Creator doesn't even speak in. That's the sad part about it. That's why we're so lost. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. And all that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries say, so in other words, when he say your adversaries say, he letting you know that a lot of the nations of people are just behind closed doors in their homes. This is what they're saying about us. They're laughing at us. They say, look, we offend not. We're not offending these people because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their Father. The hope of their fathers, letting us know that the Almighty is telling us that the heathen knows that we're the chosen, which is the world's best kept secret. So I praise Yahweh, y'all, today. I'm so glad to be a Hebrew Israelite. I'm so glad to know Yahweh. I'm so glad my name is Israel. I'm so glad to have a wife in Yahweh. I'm so glad to have a father, sister, brother, and uncle in Yahweh. I'm so glad to have a congregation who loves Yahweh, that he allows me the privilege, the honor, and the blessing to stand before on the Sabbath day, and I don't take it lightly. I'm honored to even speak the words of the true and living Elohim right now on this broadcast, on the television broadcast. It doesn't make any difference. No matter where I'm at, and no matter what we do, we should always give thanks, praise, glory, and honor when we get ready to speak of our true and living Elohim, to say hallelujah, because we want to give honor to the one who woke us up. And I ain't talking about just waking us up from the bed this morning or last night. I'm talking about the one who woke us up out of our deep sleep. Let's go to Isaiah, the 29th chapter, in the time that we have left. Hallelujah. I'm glad the words are simmering in the minds of the people. In the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, here's what the true and living Elohim had to say concerning our plight as a nation of people and the condition of our leadership and the people. Here's what he said in Isaiah chapter 29, the 9th verse. Stay yourselves and wander. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drinks. For Yahweh has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and have closed your eyes. Your prophets, your rulers, and the seers has he covered. So in other words, the preachers, the imams, the bishops, the pastors, the so-called reverends, the evangelists, the politicians is included too, because they're part of your rulership. All of these leaders have caused our people to go astray, and all of them are blind. They're blind. Now, I'm going to show you what Yahweh means when he said that they're blind. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 56, and let me show you the state of mind and blindness that the Almighty is speaking of concerning the preachers, the pastors, the ministers, the bishops, the so-called reverends. Let's see what Yahweh said, the condition they would be in. And he mentions it in Isaiah, the 56th chapter, starting at the 9th verse. Here's what it reads. All you beasts of the forest, come to devour. Yeah, all you beasts of the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs that cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yeah, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. They are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarters. So in other words, Yahweh saying that these preachers, they're not only blind and ignorant. He said they greedy dogs. Greedy dogs. They can never have enough of your money. Telling you that someone died for your sins. Telling you that you need to believe in A-L-L-A-H. Telling you that the gods of the Arabs and the gods of the Europeans is the ones that we should go by. That's the sad part. Yah said they are all dumb dogs. They can't bark. Meaning they won't warn you. So that's what a dog do. A dog that you got should have the ability to bark. If you got a dog, yeah, I guess, but some people do have dogs, and they just have them for companionship. But if you're going to have a dog, wouldn't it make sense that dog will have the sense to bark and warn you when a burglar was breaking into your house? Even if you had a dog for companionship, would you want a dog that's just going to lick the burglar, lick his hand while he's robbing you or raping you or murdering you or doing anything against your household? Well, that's what these lying preachers are representing in the words of Yahweh. He said they lying, they stealing your soul, they're robbing your salvation, and they're killing you, and you don't see it. And Yahweh lets us know in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. Here's what the true and living Elohim wanted us to know. The state furthermore, a mind that we were going to be in as his people. Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, this is what the Creator said in the 17th verse. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed. They that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, you are our Elohim. And you know, it's sad that a lot of our people, like I said, even those of our brothers and sisters that find out that they are the true Hebrew Israelites, that should be enough to let you know, why would you believe in a Yahshua? Why would you believe that the same doctrine that the white man gave you is now talking about a black God that was going to die for your sins? That don't make no sense. You're still a Christian. You just don't, you found out who you really are, but you really rejecting who you really are when you say you believe in Yahshua, when you say you believe in Yeshua HaMashiach, when you say you believe in JC, when you say you believe in Christ. You just still a Christian, and you have turned Christianity black. That's all. Because you still believe he died for you. You're still saying he's our power because he delivered us and saved us when he died. When Yahweh has already given us what it takes to be delivered. Yahweh has already given us what it takes to be saved. That's what I've been talking about today. How do we deliver ourselves in Babylon? Yah said, it's going to only come by his commandments. It's going to only come by righteousness. And my people, righteousness come by the law. 18th verse of Isaiah chapter 42. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or is deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is as blind as he that is perfect and blind as Yah's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Hallelujah. And, of course, once again, as we announced earlier today, we have found the way to magnify the law and make it honorable. And it came through none other than one of his servants, the prophets, that have passed on. When Moriah Elisha was given the vision over 20 years ago, he was given a vision to gather the people together to the thing that the Creator told us to gather for. And that's the law. And guess what? We are going to be celebrating the 20th year anniversary during August the 1st through the 4th, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. We're inviting all of my people to come out so that if you had a question, so no make no difference what your question was, just so it don't make no difference what you want to talk about. We're going to talk about some things, true enough. But let me tell you, my people, even though we're going to talk about some things, we want your questions. We're going to have an open forum where you can ask questions at this conference. Oh, make no mistake about it. Even though we're going to have some of the greatest topics in the world. Do you understand, my people? And we, all you have to do, if you want reservations, to be able to come on down and get you a discount rate at the hotel that has been already set up under the House of Israel for our Restorations of the Sacred Laws Conference, founded by none other than the prophet of Yahweh, the man of Elohim, the servant of the Most High, Moriah Elisha ben Israel, All you have to do is call this number for the Quality Hotel and Conference Center at 770-996-4321. Area code, once again, 770-996-4321. Just say that you're coming to the Restoration Conference of the House of Israel, and you get the discount rate. Hallelujah. So therefore, make your reservations. Gather yourselves together, my people, for the thing the Creator told us to gather for. He said, seek righteousness. He said, seek meekness. He said, it may be that you shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. Let's understand that. Let's also go to Psalms, the 19th chapter. This is where we're going to conclude in the book of Psalms. Psalms, the 119th chapter. Psalms, the 119th chapter. I want you to see something that the true and the living Elohim have wrote forever. And in other words, it's so good to know what's right. Let's look at Psalms, the 119th chapter, and the 142nd verse. The 142nd verse. This is what it reads. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. The creator of heaven, the earth, the sea, and everything in it lets us know that his righteousness is an everlasting righteousness and his law is the truth. See, Yahweh's righteousness can never be abolished. His righteousness can never be nailed to the cross. Let's understand this. He lets us know this. Right here, you're reading, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy laws are the truth. You want to know the truth? All you got to do is keep the law. Teach the law. Do the law. Pray that Yahweh will open your mind up to understand the law, because the law is our life and the very length of our days. You can read that in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And my people, as we're running out of time, I just want you to know it's been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure, to be on the broadcast, The True Word. My name is Brother Elkanah ben Israel. Once again, we're announcing that we want you to come out to the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference held right here in Atlanta, Georgia, during August the 1st through the 4th. It's going to be a dynamite gathering for some dynamite questions, for some dynamite discussions with some dynamite food. You've got to be able to go and experience this so that you can tell your people, just if they don't come, what they missed. So all you have to do for reservations is call 770-996-4321 at the Quality Hotel and Conference Center for August the 1st through the 4th. In the meantime, on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, I'm blessed to stand before the people of the House of Israel of Atlanta to teach, and the house of Israel as the total nation. We praise Yahweh. We thank you for listening in. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. Shalom. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah.